Liberty. Hallelujah. Several of you said you wanted that. We've got some CDs if you want that. All right, Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for your goodness and for your mercy. I thank you for the power of God and the goodness of God. I pray, Lord, that you would touch every heart and every life and every soul by the hand and the mercy of God and give us just exactly what we need today, oh God, and that you would touch our hearts, that you would touch our lives, and that you would give us the mercies of God this day in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. The Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Actually, when you study American history, that was really why this country was founded. They said that Spain was founded for gold and England for glory. But they actually said that the people coming to America, and the very first settlers, were people who came seeking God. Hallelujah. It was founded by people who were searching for a place to worship God. Hallelujah. I want to talk about America. I want to preach three things today. I want to preach about the greatness of America, the God of America, and the guilt of America. That's what I want to preach about today. When I think about the greatness of America, we'll talk about that for a little bit. I think about all of the natural resources of America. You know, they talk about, oh, have you seen the Rhine? Have you seen this? Well, listen, have you seen the mighty Mississippi? Have you seen the mighty Ohio and the St. Lawrence River, the Colorado and the Shenandoah? The world talks about the rivers, but if you want to see beautiful rivers, you need to go no further than the United States of America. They talk about, oh, the beauty of the Mediterranean will try the Pacific, and the beauty of the Atlantic Ocean. They're unsurpassed. They talk about the mountains. What about the Smokies, the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Alleghenies, the Adirondacks in New York? Beautiful, beautiful mountain ranges. They talk about parks and things of that nature. We've got Yellowstone Park. We've got Niagara Falls. I've been there many times and watched that beautiful fall. I never got to go to the Grand Canyon. I'd love to go there. I'd love to go to California and see the Redwoods. They say that's something to see. I'd love to go see that. I'd love to go to Mount Rushmore and see those presidents there. I'm going to tell you, you don't have to go any farther in America than to see some of the most beautiful sights in all the world. They're right here in the United States of America. God has blessed America. Can you say amen? Every kind of food that's made for man. We are the breadbasket of the world. Every kind of fruit. I've always thought about rice coming from China. No, rice comes from right here in America. Rice and cranberries and apples and oranges and peaches and pears and, you know, wheat and corn. All that grows right here in this bread basket of the world that God has blessed, called America, that you and I are privileged to be citizens of, that you and I were born in this great nation of America. Hallelujah. Thank God. I said thank God for America. And not only is it great in its resources, but it's great in its form of government, what's called a constitutional democracy. Hallelujah. It has lasted over 200 years. This form of government has outlasted all other forms of government that's ever been. Rome and Italy and all those, and you know, the Roman Empire, the Grecian Empire, it's outlasted them in its glory, in its power. And I'm not here to tell you that everything is perfect, but thank God for America. Thank God for a constitution. Thank God for a democracy. Thank God for the blessings of this great land. Hallelujah. Stay with me now. I want to preach to you. Hallelujah. Man, I thank God for the freedom of religion. On May 1st in 1937, Joseph Stalin of Russia issued a decree. He said there must not remain in all the territory of Soviet Russia a single house of prayer. My God, not much is said of Stalin, but he was one of the most brutal dictators that ever lived on the face of the earth. He was a brutal man and did everything in his power to stamp out, amen, faith in Russia. Hallelujah. But he found out, my God, that you couldn't quench it. And there's still churches in Russia today that's still preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. They could not quench the fires, amen, of God's religion and God's word. The fire still burns. After years and years and years of persecution, there's still a flame of fire in the Soviet Union. Oh, hallelujah. But oh, thank God, here we are this morning. I said, here we are this morning. Amen. We're in this church. I'm not worried about the KGB coming in. I'm not worried about the secret police coming in. I can preach against homosexuality, lesbianism, drunkenness, reveling, whatever. I'm not worried about being carried into prison. I know there's problems. I know there's people that try to overreach. But thank God, you know, and I know there's still thousands of churches across America. We can still preach the word of God on the street corners, in the church, and out in the parks. Thank God for America. Hallelujah. And for the great religious freedoms that we have enjoyed in this nation. As I was mentioning earlier, the first pilgrims that came to America, they actually came to escape the persecution, because there was in England what was called the Church of England. It was the religion of England, and you had to belong to the Church of England. And if you did not, then you had to pay dues. You had to pay your dues. And if you didn't, then you suffered persecution. And those first, I believe it was 102 pilgrims that got on that Mayflower that landed in 1620, there were 102 souls there. And the Mayflower Compact had all to do about coming to America and serving God. They did not come for gold. They did not come for glory. They came to evangelize the heathen and to set up a colony where God and the Bible was going to be supreme. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! There was a Bible in every home. There was an altar in every home. There was an altar. There was a Bible in every county. The word of God was read in all the settlements. In the early settlements of America, the Bible was read. Why? Because they came because they loved God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo. 44 of them died that first winter. Of the 102, 44 of them died, only leaving 58. But not one of them turned back. But they plowed the ground that year, and that plowed the ground and sowed in the spring. And that winter they had 21 acres of corn, and they gave thanks to God. I want to tell you something. There's never been a place like America. And thank God for God's goodness and God's blessing. I say thank God for your mercy. Thank God for America. God bless America one more time. Ought to come from the lips of every one of us. Oh, hallelujah. I want to preach to you. Glory to God. I love America because it's a land where everybody has a chance. Oh, my God. The stories of those that have succeeded the most were those who had nothing. I love to read about Booker T. Washington. Amen. That little black man who had nothing. And yet he studied it, you know, got books and studied it at the candlelight and become a great man. I love to read about George Washington Carver, the man that took the peanut and discovered what was in the peanut. Amen. And I don't know how many uses he made out of that. You read about Thomas Edison, poor. You read about J.C. Penney, poor. You read about Dale Carnegie, poor. You're talking about men who had nothing, but because this was a land of opportunity and they were willing to work and to save and to put in the time. God blessed them, and they became multimillionaires. They were men of renown. I want to tell you, America is still a land of opportunity. There's colleges on every corner. Amen. There's community colleges. There's all kind of grants. Amen. There's no need to go hungry in America. There's all kind of food banks. There's all kind of clothes closets. Are you still here? My God, we're the most generous nation on the face of the earth. It's a land of great opportunity. Hallelujah. Amen, young people. The only thing that will limit your possibilities are yourselves. I said only yourselves. If you will apply yourself, if you will dig in and study, if you'll be willing to burn the midnight oil, if you'll be willing to get out of bed and do a little work, in all labor there's profit. But the speaking of the lips tendeth only to penury. You alone limit your possibilities. My God, get off your duff and quit spitting snuff and learn some good stuff and do something in this land of America. I just made that up. It's pretty good, wasn't it? Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Yeah, I just made that up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. I tell you, God's good. Stopped by Saturday, my nephew, 25 years old. Bought a beautiful home. He's got a nice home. Huh? Yeah, 25 years old. Got a good job. Got a car. Hallelujah. Do you understand that the world would love, they would just love to have a home. They'd love to have enough food to eat every day. And here's a 25-year-old boy with a good job and a brand new home. I'm telling you right now, we're blessed and we need to thank God for the good land. We need to thank God that we were born in a land of freedom and a land of opportunity. There ought to be something down inside of us that says thank God for America. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. It was interesting in the 1800s. It was suggested. Now listen, you hear me now. The year 1800. It was suggested that they closed the patent office because they said everything that was going to be made had already been made. The year 1800. Whew. Oh, my Lord. Can you just vaguely imagine the things that have been created since the 1800s? Since 1800, not the 1800s, the year 1800. 214 years. My Lord, I just think of the inventions that have happened in my lifetime. Amen. We never had internet. We never had computers when I was born. Amen. Cell phones weren't. We never had cell phones when I was born. Huh? That's just in my lifetime. My God. Oh, you know, and from 1800, cars, planes, jets, submarines, telephones, you know, ice boxes, electricity. Hallelujah. And they suggested that. Oh, let me tell you something. And here we are, like I say, 200 years later, and people are still making things and still making patents, and the patent office is still busy today. Why? Because there are people that are willing to work and do something. Hallelujah. My wife was showing me a little, I think something she had bought from Shirley, these little bags with her name etched on it. It was really pretty, real neat, real nice. And she said, you know, this lady just started with nothing, started in her home, and now she's, you know, very wealthy. Who? Just a little lady who said, I'm going to do something with my time. I'm going to make it count. Oh, hallelujah. My God, help us, dear Lord Jesus. A little thrift, a little saving, coupled with hard work and a diligent hand, and you can still be blessed right here in America. Then I think, secondly, that we're blessed in America because we know God in America. I realize that the devil has tried to stamp out all vestiges of God out of America. But I want to tell you, the coins in your pocket still say, in God we trust. You can still go down to Washington, D.C., and on every monument and on every building, there will be some kind of scripture reference. Can you say amen? Hallelujah! They're still praying in classes. They're still praying at various functions. And the Supreme Court has just ruled recently that they can still pray. As if it's a student-led prayer, they can still pray. Let me tell you something. Don't misunderstand me. We've got troubles. We've got sin. But thank God, I said thank God, because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And as long as there's enough of us here that love God, as long as there's enough of us here that will worship Him, then God will bless us for those that are here and still worshiping Him. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You know, we've got far from it. But they talk about the Ivy League colleges, Princeton and Yale and Harvard. Do you realize all of those colleges, even or universities, were all started as Bible schools? Yeah. They were Bible schools. They were started. Amen. And they're founded. And their purpose was to propagate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. And oh, we may not have Harvard and Yale, but there's still a few Bible colleges. There's Export. There's Neosho. There's other little Bible schools. And there's still churches. And there's still men and women that are still proclaiming that there's a God. There's a heaven. There's a hell. There's a Bible. There's righteousness. There's a judgment. There's a heaven. My God, thank God for America that still believes there's a God. Hallelujah. Oh. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory. When they were making the Constitution, when they met together to write the Constitution, they wrangled for 3 weeks. They fussed and they fought and they wrangled. They were getting ready to break up and go home and just scrap the whole idea. When Benjamin Franklin stood to his feet and he said, brethren, he said, we've got to cool down here. We've got to separate. And he said, we've got to separate and cool down the fever, the high pitch that's running. And here's what he said. He moved that they separate for 3 days. And he said, when they met again, he said that a chaplain read the Bible and pray daily and invoke the blessings of heaven. Woo! For he said, here's what he said, sirs. He said, it has been wisely written, except the Lord build the city, which should have been house, they labor in vain who build it. And if it be true that a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, surely a nation cannot rise without his aid. And George Washington stood and seconded the motion. And when they came back 3 days later, they formed and wrote the most wonderful document of liberty and freedom that's ever been written, the Constitution of the United States of America. But it was all because a man said, hey, we got to stop here. We've got to implore the grace of God. We've got to implore the grace of heaven. We've got to ask God to help us. I want to tell you something. Our nation is at a crossroads. You and I, my dear brothers and sisters, have got to get on our knees and implore again that the God of heaven would visit America with revival and righteousness one more time. Can you say amen? Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed. Blessed. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. When you read about this nation's history, you find Abraham Lincoln, amen, going to church on a snowy night, amen, giving his heart to God. They said Abraham Lincoln was a devout Christian. They said George Washington was a devout Christian. He prayed and knelt in the snows of Valley Forge and asked God for grace for his men. He was an avid Christian. Amen. Most of those old colonial people were men, they all feared God, and many of them were devout Christians, and they had a devout faith in God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, America is what it is today because we have served the God of heaven, and blessed, blessed, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Finally, I want to talk to you for a few minutes on what is the guilt of America. Number one, as far as I'm concerned, is the curse of indifference. Hallelujah. You hear me? I said the curse of indifference. I was reading this morning Lamentations 1 and verse 12 where Jeremiah was lamenting. He was lamenting that Jerusalem was vacant. He was lamenting that the streets were bare. He was lamenting that there was no one in the temple. He was lamenting, Brother Fulcher, that it seemed like nobody
Hallelujah. Amen. Took it. And Jeremiah cries in verse 12 of Lamentation. And here's what he said. He said, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Hey, he said, look at it. The holy city's in waste. The temple is vacant. The streets are vacant. Woo, my God, the young are hungry. And he says, is it nothing to you, all you that pass by? And I want to ask a question to this church right here this morning. Have we become indifferent to the needs of America? I'm going to preach to you. It's going to get tight with some of you, but you're just going to have to take the heat or get out of the kitchen. Hallelujah. I want to ask you a question. Is it nothing to you that 50 million children have been aborted since 1973? Is that nothing to you? Huh? Is it nothing to you that 13 states, many of them forced by judges to accept same-sex marriages, is that nothing to you? Huh? My God. Is it nothing to you? Was it two or three states now? How many states did Brother Chip have legalized marijuana? I know at least two. I think two or three. I know the District of Columbia, they're clamoring to legalize it there in the district. Is that nothing to you? My God, is it nothing to you that the youths of America are being destroyed by drugs and alcohol? Is that nothing to you? Is it nothing to you that lust and immorality are destroying America and destroying our churches? Is it nothing? I said, is it nothing? Does it not stir you to want to pray? I've got a question for you. I'm going to get a raise of hands on this. How many of you just are disturbed because 50 million children have been aborted? Raise your hand. How many of you are disturbed that 13 states are not accepting same-sex marriage? Huh? How, does it bother anybody here that marijuana is being legalized? Does that bother you? Huh? My God, does it bother you that our youth are being destroyed by drugs? Huh? All right. My God. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand on this because I don't want to embarrass you, but I've got one more question for every man and a person of eligible age. I've got a question for you. Did you vote in the last election? And if you say no, I'm going to look you in your eyeball and say you must not care enough about America. Now you can say amen or oh me. All it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. Amen. My God, get registered to vote tomorrow and in the next election. Vote and vote for somebody that fears God and loves America. That's what it's going to take to turn this thing around. We've got to get off the curse of indifference. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I didn't have time. Well, then don't complain. I was too busy. Then no complain about what's going on in America. Hallelujah. That's right. Do your duty for God in this country and register to vote. And God's not a Democrat and God's not a Republican. God is God. But I urge you to vote for that person, whatever the race, whatever party they're with, who fears God and loves the truth and hates abortion and is for the family and is for prayer. Whoever that is, my God, vote for him. Can you say amen? Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're indifferent. I said we're indifferent. I said we are indifferent to what's going on in America. Come on. I forgot who that king was. One of the kings of Judah. Amen. When the prophet came and said to him, judgment's coming. Judgment's coming. He said, will it be in my lifetime? And the prophet said, no. He said, as long. You know, he said, as long as there's peace in my lifetime. Woo! And that's exactly where many of us are. As long as there's peace in our lifetime, as long as we get our pension, as long as we got money for our retirements, good enough. What I want to know about Scruffy here, do we care about Brother Scruffy? Hallelujah. Woo! Brother Caleb, hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't that right, Brother Caleb Scruffy? Hallelujah. Or is it Scruffy Caleb? Oh, listen. Hey, listen. My God, I want to know something. Do we care about Tiana? Do we care about Natalie? Do we care about Joseph? Are y'all still here? Come on. Do we care about Bugsy? Oh, come on now. I want to tell you something. I'm concerned about America. I want my children. I want my grandchildren. I want your grandchildren to know the blessings of a nation that loves God. A nation whose God is the Lord. And the only way it's going to happen is we are going to have to get healed of the curse of indifference. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Can I get an amen? I said, can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Glory. We become indifferent about the house of God. Now hold on to your seatbelts here. We're going to come on down where it's at, where the rubber meets the road. Every time, you listen to me, every time you miss church just because, well, I just didn't feel like it. I'm not talking about you're sick. I had other things to do. Every time you miss church, just a lollygag around, you are voting to close the doors. Huh? When you fail to see the need, hallelujah, to give to the work of God, we're voting to close the doors. When we're too busy to pray, when we're too busy to come, when we're too busy to help out, when we've got other things we've got to do that are more important in the house of God, then, my friend, we're saying, shut her down. I want to tell you something. My God. Oh, my God. We've got a curse of indifference when we can come service after service and there be no move of God and we don't go home and fall on our knees and say, God, we've got to have a move of the Holy Ghost. There's got to be a stir. There's got to be a cry. There's got to be a burden. There's got to be compassion. Well, there are no lost walking down the aisles and we don't bother to tell our neighbors, knock on the doors, pray for revival, then there's a curse. There's a curse of indifference. Woo! Oh, my God. Well, y'all got a little quiet over there, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Oh, do we really care about America? Do we really care about the work of the Lord? Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Thank God for those who say, yes, I will go the extra mile. Oh, hallelujah. I will take time. I will take money. I will make an effort. I will do what I can with what I've got. Amen. To see the work of God go forward. Woo! And that's all God's asking. I said, that's all God is asking, for you to do what you can with what you've got to see the kingdom of God go forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It don't cost any money to pray. Huh? It don't cost any money to fast a day or two. It doesn't cost anything. Amen. Much to call somebody up and say, hey, we miss your church Sunday. We miss your church Thursday night. It don't cost a lot to knock on your next door neighbor and say, we'd like for you to come to church. Hey, my God, it's not just money. Amen. That we're lacking. It's that enthusiasm. It's that desire. It's that drive. It's that cry. It's that call. It's that burden. It's that worship. It's that anointing. Hallelujah. My God, we've got to get over the curse of indifference. Woo! Oh, hallelujah to God. Give me a few more minutes to preach to you. Oh,
second to indifference. The curse that's destroying America is ingratitude. I want you to hear the words of Abraham. I want you to listen to what Abraham Lincoln said. This was, what, a couple hundred years ago. Here's what he said. We have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined, now listen to this, that all things were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God who made us. I read that. I think that got a hold of me. Intoxicated with unbroken success. Oh, did we no longer feel the need of the necessity of the God of heaven? I want to tell you something right now. I don't care how blessed you have been. Oh, God, you owe all the gratitude and all the praise to the God of heaven. Don't misunderstand me. I know that some of you worked and you worked hard. Yes, and that's been a great part of your success. Don't misunderstand me. But having said all of that, it is the grace of God and the mercy of God that brought us where we are. I don't ever want to forget. It seemed like it's never enough money. It's never enough stuff. More handouts. You realize that the poorest person in this church, whoever you are, besides myself, hallelujah, is richer than 98% of the world. Oh, my God. Here's a couple more things Mr. Lincoln had to say. Listen to these. Set up and take notice to what the man said. I love this. This will help you if you'll listen to me. You cannot help men permanently by doing for them what they could and should do for themselves. Woo, can I get an amen on that? Let me read that. Let me run that by you again because some of you need to hear that one more time. I said you cannot help men permanently by doing for them what they could and should do for themselves. Oh, hallelujah. I love this. You cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. Boy, that sure flies in the face of all the garbage we hear preached across the radios every day. You can't build up, here's a Paul Markeeism. You cannot build yourself up by destroying others. Let me run out. I said you cannot build yourself up by destroying others. Oh, hallelujah. Huh? You cannot bring about prosperity by discouraging thrift. That was Mr. Lincoln there. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. We need an attitude of gratitude. I think about my grandma Powers raising 7 children in the Depression and have time to shout and have time to go to church and have time to worship God. Oh, hallelujah. My God, I probably had more already than she had in her whole lifetime. And she was one of the happiest people in all the world. Why? Because she had God. Hallelujah. I forget my Uncle Wayne telling. I've heard him tell it many times. Come home from the army. Walked that country mile out the lane to the post office. Got almost there. Heard a hollering and a screaming. He thought a snake or something bit Grandma. He turned around, ran all the way back to the house. And when he got there, amen, Grandma, there was her hair was like a whip. It was whipping
suds was flowing, going everywhere, and grandma was shouting and speaking in tongues. She didn't have a car. She didn't have a mansion. She didn't have a bank account. She didn't have a 401k. But I tell you what she did have. She had God. Woo! I said she had God. She had grace. She had glory. She had the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, we've got everything a man could want. Every gripe, every moan, every groan. Come on here. My God, we ought to be shouting and running and singing and dancing and praising God. Woo!
Hallelujah. Brother Jerry, we got a little thing here. Depends on which one thinks of it first. If I think of it first, the first thing I tell him is I say, Lee, man, you got it made. Whew. Most of the time he beats me to the door. He'll say, Key, man, you got it made. I'll say, man, whew. I'm glad you told me. I thought I was struggling. Oh, he said, you got it made. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Oh, could I tell you, church? I said, could I tell you? We've got it made. We've got God. We've got food. Oh, come on here. We're living in the most blessed country in the world. My God, we've got a church. We've got the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We ought to be shouting and running and singing and dancing and having church. My God, we're blessed. Woo! I want you to hear this. I'm going to try to shut down here. When the pilgrims landed, 1620, that group there. So I said 44 died that first winter. They landed there in the fall in Massachusetts. 44 of them died that winter. Now listen to this. And that winter, when they were so impoverished and hungry, the strongest, now listen to me, the strongest and most well-bodied men got 5 grains of corn a day. Not 5 ears of corn, 5 grains of corn. Spring came and they planted 21 acres of corn, and it came in that fall. They invited 80 of their Indian friends who had kept them and helped them survive. They invited them, and they had the first Thanksgiving. 58 people and 21 acres of corn. We got cars, we got houses, we got lands, we got food. And we can't hardly bow our heads and thank God for the food that we eat. We've got closets that are packed full of clothes and we don't have anything to wear. Hello? We got more toys than we can play with and they're rotten and we got to have something else. Oh, thought about Hattie Buell. He wrote that song, I'm a Child of the King. I tried to find the words. I wish I could find them. They're here somewhere. But oh, she talks about, you know, my father. His riches, houses, lands. He owns all the wealth of the world in his hand. And you know the story, her father was a king. And she went to a little tent meeting and got saved. And her father said, if you go back to that church, I'm going to kick you out and I'm going to disown you. And that's exactly what he did. She had nothing. She had absolutely nothing. Living in a little old shack and just barely surviving. When she wrote, I'm a child of the king. I'm a child. Jesus, my Savior. I'm a child of the King. Woo! Amen. Dottie Rambo wrote some of the absolute most beautiful songs that's ever been written. Got saved, I think, when she was like 12 or something like that, 9 or 12, something like that. Anyway, she sang with her father. He sang country music. When she said she was going to go to church and she was going to sing gospel, he kicked her out of her house. Some people in the church took her. I said, I'm here to tell you, we're blessed. And we need to ask God to give us an attitude of gratitude. And we'll close. Hallelujah. Amen. And finally, Finally, what is it? Praise God. Amen. Amen. There's one more thing. Yes. Praise God. It's here somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. Finally, the last sin of America is the guilt. The final guilt of America is the sin of America. The sins of immorality, homosexuality, lesbianism, promiscuity, pornography, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, sports, heroes have become our gods, leisure. Amen. Lack of labor, lack of industry is cursing America. We're lovers of the flesh, beer, wine, drugs, tobacco. Lovers of the flesh. Amen. Billions are spent on cosmetics. Billions on tanning beds, facelifts and body tucks, clothes and shoes and cars and boats. Billions. Pennies shelled out for the gospel. We need a revival of prayer, humility, honor, honesty, virtue, morality, and the Bible. My God, folks. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Aren't you glad you live in America? Aren't you glad you know God? Aren't you glad you're in church this morning? Hallelujah. Let's stand. Lift our hands right now. Praise God. We're going to lift our hands right now and thank God. Lift your hand right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Praise God for your goodness and for your mercy. For your blessings. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, give me the key of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh God, bless America, land that I love. Stand beside and guide her through the night, the light from above, from the mountains to the oceans, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Oh, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Oh, lift your hands and thank him today.